producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Fixed Bayonets. We are now entering overdrive with your host, Alex Jones, broadcasting live from the front lines. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
By the way, there's a story here because I'm getting the emails all over the country where cable systems are dropping CNN, including Time Warner cable systems. And Pachinik was just telling me that during the break, Dr. Pachinik. I didn't know that, but we're getting these emails that I guess in his area of the country it happened too. 2 years ago, I said CNN is dead. Almost 2 years ago, last January. It'll be 2 years this January. And that just shows how they're collapsing. Dish Network just dropped them. Doc, what does that signify? So you're saying you have Time Warner Cable and CNN's not on it?
No, actually, you were very prophetic, because when you said it last week, I was about to add, well, our Windstream company, which is basically providing us with CNN and other cable, literally dropped CNN, and without any excuse, without any apologies. What it says is it doesn't have an audience. It never will have the kind of audience that you have. It doesn't manage to go into the millions. It really is just pablum. The repetition, and people are not watching TV.
And by the way, you know what we're getting? I haven't launched it yet because I've been so busy with the satellites and a few other things, but it's going to happen soon in the next few months. We have cable systems and broadcast TV beating down our doors wanting to carry the nightly news and this show. So it just shows it's word of mouth.
It's exactly word of mouth, and that's the point, Alex. You didn't even realize how prophetic you were and how enduring you were, but CNN is not prophetic enduring. I mean, Anderson Cooper did his internships at the CIA. He came out of Yale. I mean, the man can't even speak the truth, and it's not effective. People are bored by it. They're bored by Fox as well, I have to tell you. I know Roger Ailes. I respect him very much, but it's nothing more than show business. In turn, you have literally gone forth. You took the risk. People want to learn. They want to hear different points of view, and they're really not interested in what cable has to say or TV has to say. And you saw it. The market worked. That Turner Broadcasting just dropped them. So did Windstream. And now you see that there is no more CNN, and they won't come back on. And eventually nobody will care. And that's really what the reality was. But you were more prophetic than you realized.
Well, forget about me. I mean, it was obvious when I was there 2 years ago they were rotting, and I said they're collapsing. And I've been saying the last few months, look at their ratings. I mean, 15 minutes of this radio show rated with Arbitron has the ratings of one of their shows, and I'm a small operation. How can I have more viewers and listeners than CNN, and how can they still be on TV? It's like this facade that was just still standing there. Same thing with MSNBC. How fast could the facade start collapsing, Dr. Pachinik?
Well, it's collapsing now. Nobody's really watching MSNBC. Jeb Zucker is not effective. He wasn't effective at NBC, the man who ran that, and he's not effective at MSNBC. Nobody wants to hear the repetition of the same storyline, same narrative, and they don't want to pay that kind of money for it. You, in turn, provide more punch for the dollar. I'm not here to advertise you, but the point of fact is, you've endured for well over 12 to 13 years where CNN cannot endure.
Well, I mean, that's just since 13 years we've been talking. I've been on air 20, but I was a lot smaller.
20 years, right. Yeah, but you grew. They did not grow. They went from a lot of money to very ineffectual deleveraging position.
Remember when Time Warner AOL...
deleveraging.
Remember when Time Warner AOL was the biggest company in the world?
Yeah, but it was an unholy alliance. You had Time Warner, which I was part of as a book writer, and they had money, and AOL was a paper company. We had nothing more than a paper. And basically, AOL now is really not very effective. It doesn't grow. And most of the institutions are too large. They can't provide. They can't adapt.
Well, listen, I agree with you. The establishment is a joke. If people would just stand up to it, and you're an example of that, I'm an example, our listeners are. I'm sorry to all the callers. I'm out of time. Dr. Pachinik, thank you so much for the time today. Interesting perspective on the
Always
whole world.
Always an honor. Always a pleasure.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank your audience.
All right, stevepachinik.com is his website. Infowars.com and prisonplanet.com are our websites. And I'm not trying to be the biggest thing around. In fact, it's daunting and a little bit creepy to have this much responsibility, but the dinosaurs are dropping. They're already dead. They're just putting perfume on them so you don't smell the stink. Great job to the crew. Back tonight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Siamese fighting fish, fascinating creatures, brave but of the whole stupid. Yes, they're stupid. Except for the occasional one such as we have here, who lets the other two fight. While he waits. Waits until the survivor is so exhausted that he cannot defend himself. And then, like Spectre, he strikes.
I find the parallel amusing.
Our organization did not arrange for you to come over from the Russians just for amusement, number three. Come in, Kronstein. Sit down, number three, while we listen to what number five has devised for us.
I hope Kronstein's efforts as director of planning will continue to be as successful as his chess.
They will be. According to your instructions, I've planned for Spectre to steal from the Russians their new Lector decoding machine. For this, we need the services of a female member of the Russian cryptograph section in Turkey and the help of the British Secret Service. Naturally, neither the Russians nor the British will be aware that they are now working for us.
Number three, is your section ready to carry out Kronstein's directives?
Yes, number one. The operation will be organized according to Kronstein's plan. I have selected a suitable girl from the Russian consulate in Istanbul. She's capable, cooperative, and her loyalty to the state is beyond question.
And you're absolutely sure she believes you're still head of operations for Soviet intelligence?
It is most unlikely she would know I'm now working for Spectre. Moscow has kept my defection secret from everyone but a few members of the Presidium.
For your sake, I hope so. Kronstein, you're sure this plan is foolproof?
Yes, it is. Because I have anticipated every possible variation of countermove.
But what makes you think that M, the head of British intelligence, will oblige you by falling in with your plan?
For the simple reason that this is so obviously a trap. My reading of the British mentality is that they always treat a trap as a challenge. And in any case, they couldn't possibly pass up even the slightest chance of getting their hands on the Lector decoder. They have wanted one for years.
Mm-hmm. All that you say could be true. What else?
As an added refinement, I think that Spectre would probably have the chance of a personal revenge for the killing of our operative, Dr. No. Because the man the British will almost certainly use on a mission of this sort would be their agent, James Bond.
Let his death be a particularly unpleasant and humiliating one.
Good. I shall put my plan into operation straight away. And there will be no failure.
I have probably played that clip 20 times over the years. Because it's divide and conquer. Jakari Jackson made a little piece detailing it, comparing it to the fictitious character Cobra Commander. But when you understand that high-level OSS and then MI6, Ian Fleming wrote the James Bond books that then became the movie, the films, then you understand how shocking it all is. Because they're basically telling you what's really going on. Of course, I wouldn't call it Spectre. I would call it the Carlyle Group. I wouldn't call it Chaos, to use the Get Smart comedy. I would call it the Bilderberg Group. When you look at the Trilateral Commission, the CFR, the UN... It's only a few hundred people that chair and head up all these organizations, and then they interface with the corporate heads who have a moonraker plan. We're living in their master plan. We know a lot of their plan because much of it's public. What they wrote about in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s that's been declassified, we can now see was actually carried out, and you can follow their previous long-term engineering project and see where it's going. The secret space programs, the other secret programs that are going on are so advanced, the elite now behave as if we don't even exist, and the public decisions have been made and have been publicly announced in scores of publications that the cleanup world government is being established. The robots and computers and smart grids are now being put in place. The tentacles are being sent out to tie into every system. And the great war against humanity is now being launched. But incrementally in third world areas where communications aren't good and where people can't get word out or get help. And then we will sit back afar, accepting the technocracy as a cocoon of protection as we're under these great black wings of the carrion beast. And then it'll be phased in incrementally into the planned-opolis, the social engineering. Viruses are already being released into the vaccine, nanotech-engineered systems they call viruses. To reduce fertility as if we are living in Children of Men, the film, until only artificial babies will be capable of being produced. That's being phased in now. But humans are an incredibly resilient species, and we'll have our own mutations against what's being done to us. The system knows that. And there will be a cultural, societal, genetic race memory through all of the derivations of Homo sapiens sapien and hybrid Homo sapiens sapiens, and there will be a conscious response, a subconscious response, a mass subconscious response that the establishment's fully aware of and trying to gauge and control and placate through movies and culture that are giving us simulated race consciousness victories while on the physical plane we are being destroyed. And that's why you're seeing so many Hollywood films come out basically telling the truth, decrying the police state, decrying the technocracy, decrying those that don't want us to get off the planet, decrying the eugenicist, is because it's a revelation of the method. And even the producers and writers of those films don't understand this until they're told it by people like me. And then their mouths hang open and they say, that's why they wouldn't let us do this in the past. But now it's not just about the money, because freedom is popular. That's why we were approached by the CIA. That's why we were approached by MIT. That's why we were approached by the Ford Foundation or Carnegie Endowment for Peace. That's why they made recommendations of changes. Because they're just giving you a revelation of the method of what they're doing, so your subconscious mind is prepared and comfortable with the death of the species. And out of that mutagenic abomination, they believe will rise the mutated human species to merge with the computers, to merge with the silicon life form, and the new species will be born, and it might as well as be as alien as something from a trillion light years away coming through a wormhole. But it won't come from a wormhole, and it won't come from the Horsehead Nebula. It will come from this planetoid orbiting that standard sun. Remember that. When you sit here and think this is whacked out stuff, you are on a planetoid orbiting a sun. An asteroid belt and Mars lay out towards the gas giants and the Kuiper belt. And the great long march of our species, the nomads, and our love of inventiveness and of working together against impossible odds and against creatures far more powerful than us. We have conquered the planet. And we're sold that that's an evil idea and a bad thing, because they don't want you to admire yourself. They don't want you to have that dignity of where you come from as a species. That's why the most low of us still is an amazing creature. But they've been turned into golem-like creatures scrabbling after the signets and symbols of success, the logos of power, not the true power that already beats in your breast as the blue blood pours through your veins and arteries. And no, I'm not saying we're all blue bloods. Your blood is blue. It's blue in your veins and red in your arteries. When it spills out on the ground, it's black. And it's destined to colonize the universe. And these evil priests of the Illuminati sitting there as the preachers up in their pulpits, up in their satanic command bases, tell you you're destined to fall, you're destined to fail, you're destined to die, you're destined to roll over, you're destined to submit. And that when you act like a lowly coward rolling around on the ground, you'll be teleported out. Every time I see these emails and texts about, you shouldn't say you defend your family if a killer came in your house. Christ wouldn't do that. You should lay down when an intruder comes and pee on them. Those are the comments on YouTube. That's what the feds advise. Of course, Christ said, sell your garment by a sword. Christ beat the money changers with a whip. All the other prophets, you name it, didn't go along with what they were ordered to do. They stood. John the Baptist, all of them. Christ gave himself up as a sacrifice to be abused and to be tortured as an example. To be the phoenix rising from the ashes. Christ was there to take the fall and rise again. Christ was there to be martyred. That's why he let them kill him. Not because Christians are supposed to lie down and be murdered. Stay with us.
With all of the chaos in the news today about riots, financial bubbles, and pandemics, the time is now to stock up on your survival kits, emergency food, and water purification systems at endtimeswarehouse.com. Go there now and stock up on bioactive silver hydrosol from Sovereign Silver to support your immune system for all of its needs. Find everything you need to be prepared at endtimeswarehouse.com. Preparedness for the end times or anytime. endtimeswarehouse.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none, and that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 880.com.
I'm coming to you live. and all these parades and events they're going to be having, I think, are great. Are they going to talk about the death panels and the secret death list of all the major VAs? Are they going to talk about how they're trying to take veterans who have nonviolent records, have done nothing wrong, take their guns? Because in the Homeland Security reports, they say the veterans are the new terrorists. There was another report out yesterday with a police chief saying they need the MRAPs to fight returning veterans, the armored vehicles. And they just keep saying, veterans will IED, improvised explosive device, your department. That's in federal documents, been in the news for 5-6 years, that they tell them, you're training to fight veterans, they're going to bomb you. You know, cops, let me just say something, because I know you're not stupid when it comes to criminal stuff on average. Probably know more about it to the public, I'll say that. You know, they're trying to hire dumb detectives and people now because criminals run the government, don't want to be found out. And that's on record as well. If there's no crime going on, if somebody keeps saying that house is going to get burned down, that house is going to get burned down, and files a bunch of reports in a year, and there's no evidence and no suspect, and then the house burns down, who do you go talk to? You go talk to the person that keeps saying somebody's going to burn that church down, or somebody's going to burn that down, or somebody's going to throw Molotov cocktails at the governor's mansion. You go to that person because obviously they're the prime suspect, and 9 times out of 10 it's going to end up being them. Inside job. So they just keep saying, in fact, that's scrolled off. That's in Featured News Archive. You print me that the headlines like Top Cop says MRAPs are for the Tea Party, and then it gets into veterans in the article. And the Pentagon trains for that. The Tea Party's not doing anything. Has the lowest crime rate and all the statistics out there. Conservatives, libertarians, Christians, everybody knows that. It's in the criminology reports. So why is that the main threat? Because you're not criminals. That's why. Because the government's planning stuff so evil, so over the top, so criminal, the illegitimate government, that it wants to get the cops ready and tell you that's the enemy. Well, you're not stupid, police. Don't you have a lot more in common with the vets? Most of you are vets than you do with the scumbag politicians that have run this country in the ground intentionally. So that's what I think about on Veterans Day. I think about on Veterans Day the fact that what they're doing in Obamacare and the rationing and the death list and the death panels and all the things that have now been admitted has been tested out at least the last 6 years, 7 years. It did get worse under Obama. You just can't deny it. They started putting the veterans by the tens of thousands a year on a no treatment list. Now, it's the law to treat them. The money's been paid to treat them. It's not that you don't have the money to treat them. You just give them pills, and it's a death panel. It's a bioethics committee. You hear them saying, don't, you know, kill kids up to age 5, kill old people. This is what's going on. This is being sold that, hey, you're of no use. We're going to kill you. Hey, grandma's of no use. Throw it down a well. This is such a barbarous society. We've had VA supervisors on record before all this broke saying older veterans should be shot in the head to save money. We reported that before the veteran scandal broke. That's their attitude towards them. We have major whistleblowers on it. That whistleblower is in the top 5 people in the hospital, in the huge medical facility. They're happy to say they're a director. We got all their credentials, but we didn't use their name. Major East Coast facility, one of the biggest in the country. And the attitude is, we hate the veterans. By the administrators. The rank and file are trying to help on average. It's the same in every organization. It's the same story. So that's what I'm talking about on Veterans Day. When we come back, I'm going to get into Obama over in Asia, and I'm going to get into depopulation vaccine in Kenya, mainstream news, sterilizing Africans via the shots. The UN's been caught. They don't have major Catholic bishops going public and scientists. I mean, they're caught red-handed. But it's Africa, so they're just like, oh, nobody cares. Like over here, nobody cares. Gardasil shots killing people. It's not just that they're black Africans. People don't care, period. It's this attitude of, well, yeah, 60,000 kids got paralyzed after they took the Bill and Melinda Gates polio vaccine in 1 year alone in India. 64,000, the number one. Big deal. Yeah, a bunch of them died. Big deal. Let's move along now, okay, to how scary the boogeyman is under the table. But when we come back, the University of Pennsylvania deleted the Obamacare architect video after backlash and told Fox News they couldn't air it. It's fair use to air 30 seconds of something, especially when it's a public university. And guess what, scumbags? You may have censored the video. We're going to play it over and over again now, okay? Remember the guy that said, yeah, Americans are dumb idiots. Yeah, we're screwing them over.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Well, I said it yesterday, and I'm very careful about my words, and I'll say it again. When you are hired by the White House to be part of an advisor to come up with a strategy on rolling out Obamacare that has the eugenics, bioethics, rationing of care, death panels in them, that is written by foreign insurance companies to double and then triple and then quadruple over 5 years the average premium of healthy people that have been insured for decades, like my dad and my mother. We've already seen a doubling now. And myself, it's gone up almost double for my family. And you say we package it this way so that Congress wouldn't know it was a tax, so we could roll it through, and transparency was key. in getting it over on the dumb voters, and the other professors are nodding, that is a criminal conspiracy. And that is a confession. I don't know of a grand jury out there that wouldn't say that it wasn't fraud to write reports and to go out and be a pundit. Remember, it was like 7, 8 years ago, as a Washington Post headline, GAO, General Accounting Office, rules that fake news is illegal. In fact, you can probably type in GAO rules fake news is illegal. And it reported on tens of billions spent by the federal government, directed by the White House, but Congress was involved, to buy off the media behind the scenes to pay money to Fox News, CNN. Armstrong Williams was the one guy. They always pick one guy when a big corrupt story comes out. Oh, he got $200,000 or $340,000 to go around on a syndicated radio show. And he's been on the show before. He's a pretty good guy. But he took that money to go and promote Head Start and say it was conservative to federalize education. It's through Head Start that Michelle Obama gets to tell your kids what to eat. Yeah, there it is. Washington Post. Administration rejects ruling on PR videos. GAO called tapes illegal propaganda. Man, my memory's good. 2005. I said 6, 7 years ago, though. My memory wasn't good on that. Okay, so time flies. I look up, it's like 2014, about 2015. I can't even believe it now. So when I say this is illegal, I'm ready to be sued. And knock on wood, I haven't been for defamation or slander or libel. Had a few threats, and I said, okay, here's my lawyers, here's our defense. They stick their tail between their legs because I'm ready to go to court with this guy. I'm ready to go to court with Obama. I'm ready to have them throw me in that briar patch any day. I know criminal activity when I see it. And when they sit up there on television and in print media and say, we lied to people and they're dumb. It's like Zuckerberg saying, our users trust us. They're dumb effers. These people have made you billions of dollars, Zuckerberg. You sold them a pump and dump on your Facebook stock. You censor people. You manipulate. You claim you're free and open. You're not. You're a fraud. But you know what? It's your company, and you can have it in the terms and conditions and lawyer speak and cheat people and sell their data and use it, but it's not illegal. He admits to calling them dumb effers. But when you work in the government and you take money to be in a commission and then you lie and deceive, is that not fraud? Is fraud not illegal? I want this professor prosecuted. And I'm going to make some phone calls and talk to some criminal lawyers I know and others and make sure I get all the proper terms straight. But, I mean, just under the propaganda function, to be paid to go out and deceive is illegal. GAO ruling, and there's a bunch of other federal and state rulings, not just a bureaucratic ruling. But everyone on their face knows that coming out and saying we lied to people to pass something that takes money from them, that's theft. Now, maybe this guy isn't consciously a racketeer. Because when you work with a bunch of other people for fraud, it's organized. It's racketeering. It's a racketeering practice. Maybe he doesn't know up in his little pinhead ivory tower as an economist what he's doing. Maybe there's an ignorance plea. But it's kind of like with murder. Okay, so it's manslaughter, Mac. You didn't know when you punched him in the face he'd fall over and hit his head on the curb. Doesn't matter. You're still liable. These people need to be punished. He wants to parade around up there on television. It was originally on the university network system and then re-aired on C-SPAN, according to reports I have. And then they want to run around and threaten Fox News to not air it, saying, we don't give you permission. Hey, you're a bunch of lawyers over there, jerks. We can't take an entire university transmission and try to sell DVDs of it as if anybody would want to buy that. But we can take the clip and put it in a film if we want as part of the context and sell it. Not that we want to do that. And we can sure play it on radio and TV to show what you said in a public forum on television about screwing us. There's a public interest and the public paid for the university. I would love that lawsuit. The court would cite you, double the attorney's fees, and time and damages. I know. The university's been threatening to sue people now who play the clip. Good. Sue me. I'm not a litigious person, but I will slap you down. I can't believe how stupid all these lawyers are. Or maybe they're not stupid. Maybe they think I'm dumb like what you call the public. I'm not dumb. I'm not dumb. I could be more corrupt and evil than all you combined, but I refuse to screw people. I refuse to sell out my honor, so I know all your tricks, you little rat. This is what Internet 2 is about, where corporations or universities, they get a lot of power in this. They can shut down administratively your website or your content just by claiming. Or if you do it three times, no judge, no jury, no adjudication, nothing, they will just ban you off the Internet forever. And that's why Obama announced the end of passcodes. That's why Obama came out and said, I'm directing that you use biometrics, because then they can have you biometrically tied to the Internet. You won't be able to use your smartphone. You won't be able to use the Internet computers if they banned you from the web. An Internet blacklist is what China's now going to, biometrically working with Microsoft. This is their dastardly plan. Obama's cybersecurity advisor. Biometrics will replace passwords for safety's sake. It's for your safety. Maloney, it's to tax you and track you and control every aspect of your life. It's another racketeering fraud. It's racketeering when globally they get together with the car manufacturers and governments, get these big trade agreement summits they have outside of law that now supersede our law, according to their claims, and say, by the year 2008, you can look this up. That's why I stumble. I'm going to memory. By the year 2008, all cars globally must have the box that tracks everywhere you go, what you do, a record of service, everything. And now they're adding GPS to it in most cars. And then they announce, we're going to tax you by the mile. That is an organized system outside of law, outside of regulation, outside of state or federal law, being done by these people. There's USA Today. Black boxes for cars raise privacy concerns. Magically, they're globally standardized. Magically, they started taxing people in a trial program in New York, Austin, Texas, and San Fran, Cisco. It's always the trendy areas. Oh, I really like it. Oh, I really like it. You see, and I'm only giving you a few examples. Mechanized, scientific, rolled out, like aliens were doing it or something. This is a total rewrite of everything. A huge scientific takeover designed to hurt you and your family. Period. And you don't join with this, and then you're just part of the new aristocracy. You're part of the new elite. You're an aristocrat. No. It was Frank Herbert that said that every rebel is secretly a wannabe aristocrat, to paraphrase his quote. That's why I've had so many elites say to me, look, just join us. You'll get power. You get more with us. Just come on. You're a well of you know, power and evil. I'm not bragging. This kind of stuff I've been told. You just know you want to join us, and you're just a pit of ambitions. You need it. No, I'm a pit of hating you. I'm a pit of not standing bullies. I'm a pit of loving humanity. I am what my name means, a defender of humanity. And I don't think that's something special. I don't understand why everybody likes to screw each other over and stab each other in the back. I won't be part of it. When they shovel me into my grave, never. And I don't want some nanotech blight to get out and kill the atmosphere. Some Andromeda strain that shows up in some laboratory, that's the real threat, is the super science stuff that's now here that isn't science fiction at all. And what the elite are doing is out of control. They're out of control, and they are in control, but they are out of control. They are inept. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. First-time callers, again, your chance to get involved on air, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We are living in epic times. We are living in incredible times of change. The best of times, the worst of times, a tale of two cities. We are here. There is so much opportunity. There is so much wonderment. There is so much incredible things in this wide, wide world and universe. There is so much goodness. There is so much beauty. There is so much happening, but it's compartmentalized, it's atomized, and it's scientifically being targeted. And that's why you know the globalists are bad, because they wage war on virtue. They wage war on honor. They seek to pull humanity down instead of empowering humanity. They've written humanity off. They don't need beast of burden anymore. They don't need soldiers anymore. They're not going to need police soon, or bureaucrats, or lawyers. This is the systematic, incremental, in phases destruction of our species. Genetically, we're already being irrevocably damaged, vandalized, and in concentric rings, the New World Order technocrats will pose as the saviors, as they are the authors of our destruction. And my transmission to you is really a warning to those in the future, when there is no doubt, that you understand who the authors are and were, so that they be convicted in the court of public opinion now and into the future. But we are facing a time that will be like none other we've seen before, and certainly into the future. It's an epic time. We are living in the most fantastical science fiction dystopic adventure under hardcore entertainment mind control, hardcore trendy control. They use our tribal systems of peer pressure and conformity against us. They use their knowledge of who we are, like a psychopath uses their knowledge to entice a small child into their creeper van. We don't admire the psychopath that can trick a child into the van. We hate them and loathe them. Oh, the elite are so smart. They know how to lie. Oh, the elite are so cool. They know how to deceive. You know how to keep a child in a box so they don't know how to talk, like Skinner did? And then talk about how smart you are because you could reduce someone down to nothing? That's what you build? That's what you do? I could do that for you in about 10 seconds. Just get out on the highway and I'll run over you. Oh, but you do it slow, don't you? You enjoy sucking the life force out of the innocent, holding us down, holding humanity down. Well, let me tell you, you're not going to hold humanity down forever. And just like you step on a cockroach, you're not happy when you step on it. You catch a big one in your kitchen at night. But you say, sorry, pal, and you grab that catalog that came in the mail that you're going to throw away. And you go, pow. You get a napkin, scoop them up, spray some Windex on there, throw it in the trash, throw it in the toilet. I won't take any pleasure. And this energy going out to future humans that will defeat you, this energy doesn't take any pleasure in your destruction. It just needs to be done because you're a trillion times worse than a cockroach. A cockroach fulfills an interest. It fulfills a niche of eating dead meat that needs to be cleaned up. You kill society so you can feed on the meat. He would dumb down this whole civilization so you could chase us down easier and feel more powerful because you're stunted and ugly and twisted. and you don't like the strong, you don't like the brave, you don't like the good. It's your fancy to see us fail, to see us stumble, to see us poisoned, to see us confused, to see us in pain. Let's play this professor, Jonathan Gruber. They took it off Infowars.com and has the report. They told Fox News they couldn't air it. Video of Obamacare architect Jonathan Gruber saying a lack of transparency was crucial in fooling, quote, stupid Americans, which caused controversy, was subsequently deleted from the University of Pennsylvania, only to be reinstated after backlash, the Streisand effect. And they told Fox News they couldn't air it, so Fox News didn't. Fox News doesn't ask permission to air our stuff. They know full well you don't need permission. Fox News doesn't want to air this. The Republican leadership doesn't want to get rid of Obamacare. Rupert Murdoch has endorsed Hillary Clinton. Do you understand? With this type of video and the other architect admitting it's a screw job, we could bring it down. Let's go to Gruber.
It's just, you can't do it politically. You just literally cannot do it. Okay, transparent financing, and let's have transparent financing, all transparent spending. I mean, this bill was written in a tortured way to make sure CBO did not score the mandate as taxes. If CBO scored the mandate as taxes, the bill dies. Okay, so it's written to do that. In terms of risk-rated subsidies, if you had a law which said healthy people are going to pay in, it made explicit that healthy people pay in and sick people get money, it would not have passed. Okay, just like the people, lack of transparency is a huge political advantage.
No.
And basically, you know, call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever. But basically, that would be really, really critical to get anything to pass.
Yeah, like and, you want to attack when somebody's asleep. Or, exactly, or like if you're carjacking somebody, you want to do it at night, nobody's around, and you want to get them when they're distracted. That's just, you know, it's an advantage to attack somebody from behind, yeah. These are the professors running the country, okay?
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away 6 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself. Our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
4154.
I was called by the New York Times. I was called by the LA Times. I was called by New York Magazine. And a bunch of others in the last few years, as they were doing searches, I found out why. They were wondering how he kept breaking big stories. And also, Rob Dew's nickname is Deucifer, because he used to yell at some of the TV crew. I mean, he's really nice, but, you know, he would gripe at them. So the Marcos Morales started calling him Deucifer and put a name tag on his desk that said Deucifer. And so a couple times they would ask me, and who's Deucifer? Because I'd said that on air and it had been in transcripts. And I said, that's Rob Dew. And I had to explain, no, I'm not Deucifer. Well, Deucifer has gone public. And Paul Watts has got a video report up on Infowars.com. He's going to be joining us in the next hour. This just broke. When I saw this report during the break, it sent chills down my spine. Because you know about the missing nukes out of Dyess Air Force Base. Within days of us saying that, Lindsey Graham said prepare for the East Coast to be nuked. That was in CBS News. I mean, that really did happen. You notice the base never, when it was in newspapers and stuff, us saying it, never responded and said that's ridiculous. Because there was a big scene with the base security. They said, you got to sign for this. We're not even supposed to be nukes here. Where are these 18-wheelers going? And the base commander came out and did a written order and said, stand down. And the police, because they had private police there, almost didn't do it. Because the military was freaking out. I mean, do you really think we want to just break stuff like that and it's not true? Well, Deucifer has hacked a lot of top people. And the word is, Deucifer hacked into, and the plan is to nuke Chicago. Now, it's funny, because I remember seeing it on CNN. He did this before 9/11, but also after. Gary Hart and Warren Rudman of the Hart-Rudman Commission of the Council on Foreign Relations was on television. I think it was CNN. We got to find that clip. And he said, Chicago, Dallas, Cleveland, and Denver will be nuked by terrorists. And then it was like a weird message out to everybody. And they do this. Just like he sent that letter to Ahmed Energy saying, yeah, we staged 9/11 and we'll stage other stuff and blame it on you. And then published it in the Huffington Post. It was thinly veiled. He said, you know, we stage stuff, the main things like that. Don't think we won't attack you just because the public's against it. You better do what we say. And Iran pretty much did. So, see, for whatever reason, you know, Larry Silverstein went and bought the Sears Tower and all that. We were on two affiliates in Chicago. There's major indicators they're going to hit Chicago. And I don't know when. And I told you about a nuclear false flag bringing martial law. This is a big deal. We're going to talk to Watson about it. We're going to talk to Watson about it, or I'll play his report, bare minimum. Start next hour, we'll go to your phone calls as well. What a job, I tell you. Before we go any further, I mean, that's so sensational, but it's all true. I just wish reality wasn't so incredibly dangerous. And they might hit Austin. You never know where they're going to hit. Before I go any further, I'm not going to get into it. We are selling out of Survival Shield X2. It'll probably be sold out in a week, maybe 3-4 weeks till we get more in. The Nascent Iodine, the turbocharges, myself and my family, and you've heard the rave reviews. We've still got it 10% off with the biodefense pack. I'm just going to offer it till it sells out, then that special will be gone. We're selling out basically of everything. We do have more of the colloidal silver and OccuPower that was out for 3 months, 4 months. That's back. Excellent. It's basically like the poor man's DNA force. It does so much for the eyes, for their cells. OccuPower, one of the strongest, best formulas out there. OxyPowder is sold out, but only for 2 days, so it's officially not sold out. We've got a whole bunch of other products. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsLife.com, and your purchase supports the transmission. With this bad winter coming up and all the bugs, it's time to boost your immune system today. InfoWars Life.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
in the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They're never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.